Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that
all that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be, is a blessing, it's so amazing, and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Everything we feel good.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hey everyone, this is Cynthia Fontaine. Sorry about that. I was listening to a seminar and I had turned it off, but it started playing all by itself. Oh, a lovely thing of Mercury in retrograde. So actually, I'm going to knock on wood because I got through this Mercury retrograde rather unscathed, which I am very pleased about because having four planets in Virgo, which is ruled by Mercury, Mercury retrograde for me is generally very chaotic with all sorts of broken things and what have you. But this one, knock on wood, I have gotten through pretty well. So I want to say hey to you guys in the chat room. I can see you guys logging in now. Sorry, I was a couple of minutes late getting logged in. I totally spaced out. I was just sort of doing my thing here and getting ready for the show and listening to my music. And then I said, oh, my God, I didn't launch the chat room. So glad to see you here. And we already have a caller on the line, Debbie, who I'm going to get to in just a couple of minutes. I want to, if any of you have questions that you'd like to call in for, the guest call-in number tonight is 818-691-7313. You can also join me live in the chat room. We have a great community who meet in the chat room and are really supportive, positive, fabulous, loving people. I just can't say enough about my listeners. I love you guys. You're totally awesome. And you're awesome with each other, which is part of my mission and what this is all about, bringing people together and helping you live the best life that you can, transforming your life one step at a time. Everybody take a nice cleansing breath. We're going to talk about breathing tonight. We're going to talk about communication. We are also going to talk about chaos because our new moon is what sets the tone for the month. And we have a new moon coming up. Let's see. I think that is tomorrow. I have lots of notes here for tonight. Yeah, we have a new moon coming up. And this moon, particular moon, with the planetary alignment that's going to happen during the new moon, represents chaos, which, again, whatever the new moon is, what aspects it brings those aspects for the entire month. So get ready to hold on to your seat because this next month will be very chaotic. We have several planets. Thank goodness Mercury is coming out of retrograde tomorrow. I'm just going to grab a sip here. I have a little something going on in my throat. A sip of pomegranate juice. Really good for you if you have anything going on. It's healthy for you anyway, but try to get organic if you can. Sandy in the chat room, who locked the door? I love it. I'm sorry. It was a Mercury blip with my brain. I forgot to log the chat room in. Sorry, guys. But everyone's here now or people are coming in, and nice to see you all. Kathy extends her love to all of you. She will not be able to make it to the show tonight, and she's very sad. She's going to be missing the conversation in the chat room tonight, so I just wanted to extend that all to you. And let's see. Oh, I'm going to go back to that because I'm not logged into Facebook, but we have some new people on the Facebook page, which is great. I love that. And let's see. Also, if you are new listening to my show, I also have a company called Alchemy of the Earth, which is all natural bath and body products. And if you have not tried Alchemy of the Earth, if you're committed, concerned about your health and the things that you're putting on your skin, you have to check out the products. I've developed them all myself. I have fabulous, fabulous testers. Who many of whom have the most sensitive skin and skin issues such as eczema, constant breakouts, things like that. And actually one of them is in our chat room tonight. So I would like to welcome Aaron and Desiree to my Facebook page, Intuitive Medium, Psychic Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. If you haven't liked my page, please do so and share it with all your friends. I do, from time to time, run specials on the page just for my Facebook friends. So you want to like the page and, again, share it with your friends. And also, if you become a customer of Alchemy of the Earth, I am now offering a 10% off happy birthday discount when your birthday comes up. So just a little piece there. Now, when I'm not getting, as long as I'm doing housekeeping, I might as well get it all done. When I'm not on Blog Talk, you can find me, my website, at CynthiaFontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. I have some events coming up this month, March 17th from 5 to 8 at my studio at 1512 Main Road in Tiverton. We're holding open house with Sun Holistics, and we will be doing demonstrations in tapping, also called EFT or the Emotional Freedom Technique. I'm also going to be doing group meditation, and of course, Alchemy of the Earth products will be available for purchase. So I hope if you're local, you can join us for that. And also a couple of other local events. March 29th, I will be at Able Body and Soul in Middletown doing psychic readings for Psychic Fair, and there will be more details coming for that with the time and so forth. And then on March 30th, I will be at the Fall River Country Club in Fall River, Massachusetts from 11 to 5 p.m. Doing psychic intuitive readings, mediumship, past life, you know, whatever basically comes through or people want. And that is for a benefit for Forever Paws Animal Shelter. And all of my proceeds are being donated to the animal shelter. So come out for a good cause if you, again, if you're local, and try to make one of the events that's going on. It'll be great to meet you guys or great to see you if you're already a client of mine or a friend. Okay, so I think that's all the housekeeping for the moment. Oh, follow me on Twitter. I'm on Pinterest. Basically, look for me on Google. I have a YouTube channel. I'm everywhere. Just Google me. You'll find me. Okay, so before we get too far into the astrology and into blocked, where are you blocked, I do want to take the caller because I really don't like people on hold for too long. All right, so if let's see. This is Debbie calling in. I spoke with her before.
Hi, Debbie. Yeah, thank you.
Hi. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hi. Yeah. I had a question about a cat that I have.
Uh-huh.
Named Smokey.
Okay.
I had called you before. He's an older guy, and he's mm-hmm. doing really well, even though he has some health issues.
Uh-huh.
And I am so torn about bringing him on a trip, a road trip, that mm-hmm. I just don't know if he'd be able to handle it. Then I worry about, you know, him being without me. And I could not make a decision because I know when you know, if they're older, that the road kind of wears them down.
Right. And is this trip like 2 to 3 weeks?
No, it's just for a week, but we're driving, like, through two states. And
okay. Well, for him, it'll seem like it'll be 2 to 3 weeks then. he's going, he's like, it goes on and on and on and on. He's going.
Oh, no. Yeah, it would be, like, 4 or 5 days, but, you know, 2 days, good travel days, you know?
Right. Does he have something going on with one of his eyes right now?
Yeah, he has. He had feline eye herpes, and it seemed like it was under control, but it's a little clouded. He's just so sensitive.
Yeah. Okay. It looks like that is possibly getting ready to flare back up again. So just keep an eye on that. Yeah. So just keep an eye on it because he definitely has something going on with his eye there, and he's bringing it to my attention. So just keep an eye on that eye. And how old is he now?
I don't know for sure because he's a rescue. He could be 16.
I'm hearing
15.
I'm hearing
17.
15. Yeah, I'm hearing about 15.
Okay.
Let's just say we're traveling about, we'll say, a week in the car. He would prefer to go with you than to be left behind.
Oh, okay.
Although again, it's going to seem like it's for him, it's going to go on and on and on and on.
I'm worried about its immune system.
Right. Well, you know, you'd have to just be sure that he's getting enough water. Do you give him any kind of supplements or anything?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah, I give him an immune booster.
Right.
He has a lot of little things going on.
Yeah, so try to keep him on his schedule as much as you can as far as his supplements and that sort of thing, you know. But again, he would rather be with you than to be left behind, even though it seems like you would be leaving him at your house. Is that right? And somebody would be coming in.
Right.
Yeah. Which is okay, but he would rather be with you. So even if his immune system does go down, just know that, it's his choice to be with you rather than not be with you.
Okay, I'm going to have to sneak him into some more voices.
It's
funny, people will take dogs but not cats. I mean, cats, especially an old cat, it's just going to sit in a box and, you know what I mean? It's like,
right.
It's not going to do anything.
Exactly. Yeah, you would think people would take the cats first because, you know, they're quiet usually.
And they have litter boxes.
Right, right, exactly. Well, I mean, it's up to you, but he would rather be with you than be left at home. But just know that if something does come up, because he does have, you know, it looks like that eye is, something's going to come up with that eye again. If something does come up when you're on the road, just know that it's his choice that he would rather be with you than without you. And that, you know, animals, just like people, free will. The thing is, we don't know what they want because, you know, most people can't communicate with them in the way that I do. So I give you a lot of credit for calling in and asking because, you know, and again, know though that if his immune system does go down, he would really prefer to be with you. And then that's his choice, knowing that he could have a problem with the immune thing.
You think he could pass on the road?
I don't see him passing on the road, no.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, again, it may be like it does look like that there's something cropping up with that eye. And again, so you also have to weigh out if something does come up on the road, how are you going to be able to handle it?
See, that's the thing. I might just... Yeah, well, I put lysine back in his food for his eye, so I guess I'm going to start back with that.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's in order. I would definitely get, you know, do that. And let me just check in with him, though. He says it's okay. He understands that if you choose not to take him, he understands. He won't, like, hold a grudge.
Okay. Yeah, it's like either way he could, you know, be upset, and that's the worst thing for him and his immune system.
Right, right, right. Either way he says he won't hold a grudge. You know, I'm just explaining to him, it doesn't matter where he's at in the world. I have this, I don't know, weird thing to be able to talk to him with animals, people, whatever. You know, just connecting into that web that the Buddhists have talked about for thousands of years. So he won't hold a grudge either way. You know, if you decide that it's best for him to stay home, then he's saying that that's okay.
Yeah, it'd be my sister checking on him and stuff, or I'd just leave him and have someone come in. Boyfriend's house.
Yeah, he says that's okay. He understands.
All right.
But
he's just so precarious. It's just, you know, you're just like, why do I have to go right now?
Right, right, right. Just be sure that, you know, they keep up with his regular schedule of whatever supplements you give him.
Yeah.
You
know. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
He's on a lot of things, and I watch him, you know, because he can't see, so he does scratch people, too. That's the thing. It's like, I don't want to come back and have somebody's face scratched up.
Right. Well, I mean, you're going to have to, you know, explain that to people and be clear. I mean, I had one of my friends one time watch my golden retriever, who's passed now, but he was an absolute lunatic. And I would say, you know, I showed them how to safely put him on the dog run without him jumping and everything. And this person decided that they were going to fix the dog and train him, and they, you know, and yeah, they ended up getting knocked down and their sweater torn, and and I said, well, did you follow the instructions? No. I said, well, I'm really sorry, I'll pay for your sweater, but you know, it's really easy to hook them out, and I thought we went through all that.
Yeah, so, he's like that too, cranky old man, you know, that just, he's a crank monster now because he's old. He doesn't feel good, and
right.
He can't see good, and, you know, it's just
right.
Like, ah!
Of course, and we all get cranky when we don't feel good. So just, you know, let your sister know that, and, you know, and be sure that you give a clear list of the things that he needs to take every day and that sort of thing. But,
okay.
Either, yeah, he'll be fine either way. He'd rather be with you, but he says he won't hold a grudge. He understands
okay.
If you have to leave
him. I might still sneak him in. I might sneak him in these hotels.
Well, you know, I mean, I can't suggest one way or another on that. You have to make the decision. I would hate to see you sleeping in the car if you couldn't get him in.
I know, will I get caught? There's a question.
Right. You know.
Okay.
So, well, I hope that helps, and I hope you have a fabulous trip.
I do too. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Where are you going, just out of curiosity?
Florida.
Oh, good for you.
But it's to handle some business for my boyfriend, so it's not like I'm going to try to make it relaxing for me, but it's just, you feel like it's like a house of cards. Like if you just move one way, the cards are going to fall down. So to do this is, I don't know, it's just making me crazy.
Well, just keep in mind that planetarily, for the next month, expect to see chaos.
I know, I heard you say that. I'm like, no.
Well, you know, chaos isn't always a bad thing. You know, chaos actually brings order.
Fabulous. In a good
yeah.
way, no? I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah. And sometimes, you know, we have to have the chaos to bring around something better, in better order, you know? So the thing to remember, especially handling business with your boyfriend, is communication can be really difficult this next month.
Yeah.
So
there.
So you want to be really clear with communication and also boundaries with other people. And I'm going to talk about that more. So be clear with boundaries with other people, and also, you know, yourself, what your boundaries are. And take time out to take some breaks, you know, do a little meditating and some deep breathing. And, you know, you can meditate at a stoplight and it can be effective in 30 seconds. So,
okay.
You
that
don't have
good
to,
advice.
Yeah. So you don't feel, especially when you're on the road, don't feel that you have to go and lock yourself in the room for an hour or whatever. Just do some deep breathing, and when you're breathing, then your mind has to stop thinking, believe it or not, when you're focused on breathing. So
okay.
just keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right. And I hope you have a great trip, a successful trip.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for listening and for calling in, and I wish you and Smokey the best.
Okay. I'm going to still listen. I'll take it up one.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. You know, I still don't know how this works in my head, because it's too hard to grasp, because it's something that we can't see. And what I'm referring to is being able to connect with Smokey, with the caller, with Debbie's cat on the phone, and to be able to have a conversation with him. I've been doing this for so many years, and it still fascinates and amazes me. Every time I speak with someone or I have a client, it's phenomenal, truly phenomenal. And I'm getting to appreciate my gift. Some people call this a gift, and I really am appreciating it and enjoying it more and more every single day. I really am. And, you know, again, part of that is because I have such fabulous people who are in my circle, who I call friends, who listen to my radio show, who connect with me on Facebook and other social media and things like that. And I love all of you guys. So that's just a little me sending you some love. Big hugs to everybody. Okay, so we have a new moon in Pisces on Friday, and Mercury goes direct Friday, so it will no longer be traveling what appears to be traveling backwards. It's not really traveling backwards, but it looks like it is. But that is when we say Mercury is in retrograde, which happens three times a year. So just keep in mind that we still have another couple of days of this, and it extends beyond the retrograde by up to a week, where you can have things go crazy, wonky, you know, mechanically wise or electronics or things like that. So again, if you have to sign contracts or things like that, try to put it off for another week. And if you do have to do any kind of business, then be sure that everything is looked over very thoroughly before you sign your name to anything. Okay, so Saturday, we have Mars going into retrograde. Then Sunday, we have Saturn going into retrograde. Now, Friday, Mercury will be at a standstill as Mars goes into retrograde and Saturn goes into retrograde. They both will come to a standstill as well. And all that means there's a lot of stopping and starting going on, because we have one planet starting up. We have two other planets stopping and going into reverse. And the Saturn and Mars are going to be retrograde for several months. So this year, it will feel like we're going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. I always feel that if you have information and knowledge, then it helps, you know, when things come up in your life. It helps to be able to deal with things like, oh, okay, so, all right, I know that Mercury, if you've had things going on the last couple of weeks, and I know a lot of you have, oh, that's right, Mercury's in retrograde. So the car is broken, but thank God Mercury will be out of retrograde soon. Sort of. We have been in this build-up with energy, and it's right now we're at the maximum. It's like when you take a breath, the biggest breath you can take, and then you hold it. We're coming to the holding point this weekend, and then it's going to be a big exhale. And with the exhale, you'll feel relief. When you're building up to being big, the big inhale and holding that, it's like the peacock with his feathers spread out. And, you know, when you're big, things happen. It's stressful. There's a lot going on. You're bumping into boundaries and limitations and other people's boundaries and so forth. And so now is the time to, with all these planets going retrograde, it's the time to, like I was saying to Debbie, time to take breaks, meditate, and communication is really a big thing. It can be difficult. And it's important to remember that people are going to push your boundaries, and you may be pushing your own boundaries. You may also be other people's boundaries. So remember when that happens to go within, breathe, because breathing always resets the vibration. If you find that you're in a situation where you're having a disagreement or something with your partner or a family member or even a coworker, just take a step back and breathe. Breathe. This weekend, again, is all about a big release after a big buildup. So remember to be humble, listen, reflect on your feelings, and feel your feelings. Don't get lost in you know, things that distract you from feeling your feelings. Don't get too caught up in philosophy and, you know, other things and work and you know, really get into feeling those feelings. Because problems are often created when we run away from feeling our feelings, when we run away from being true, when we run away from going inside and finding out who we are and what our truth is. And that can create blocks, blocks in our lives, blocks personally with ourselves, blocks in our work, blocks with family. It can also create blocks with money and blocks with abundance. So if you're having problems with money, then this is really something for you to pay attention to. Oftentimes, many of the things that we have going on in our lives are just a reflection of our inner dialogue. And really, we have these set points that were set when we were younger, generally between the ages of 0 and 5. And we often don't even realize that they're sort of running the show and running our lives. So I'm just looking over my notes here for the astrology. So go into your heart. This is a place, this is a time now, this next week, this next month, to check in on a daily basis, check in on your daily reality, not through logic or thinking, but through your heart. This is the time to have conversations about the future, about planning, what your vision is. If you have a creative side, this is a really good time to work on creative ideas, inventions, getting new things out there, because the universe is downloading information like crazy now. So, you know, Einstein and also Thomas Edison, they used to take naps. And when they took a nap, they woke up from the nap and they often had ideas for these inventions. And the reason for that is because we tend to be so busy and thinking in our heads with our logical mind that we often are unable to tap into a higher source where all the information of the whole universe is recorded and known. Nothing that we create is actually new. It's somebody has thought of it somewhere else, or, you know, it's been done before on a universal level somewhere. That's what I believe anyway. You know, I really think there are other people or beings out there who maybe know more than we do. I don't know. And I think they help us out from time to time. Okay. So let's talk about blocks and building up your energy. And we've talked about vibration and raising your vibration and how important that is. And also your energy. How do you get more of what you want in your life? And three things are really important in that. And that is having more energy, having more courage, and having a clear direction of what you want. So many of us tend to sort of just go through life and take what life gives us without having a direction or a focus. And you end up getting whatever life, you know, that's fine if that's what you're happy with. If you're listening to me, however, you're probably a little beyond that thinking and you're looking for more in life. So how do you raise your energy naturally without going to the coffee, without going to those dreadful energy drinks and so forth? Anytime you fulfill a real need of your body or your spirit, you build energy. I'm sorry, I need to grab a drink of water here. Sorry, I have a little allergy thing going on tonight. Excuse me. And how can you fulfill some of your needs? Well, of course, water is a big one. And if you're feeling blocked, excuse me, you can do something as simple as get a glass of water. And the cleaner and the purer the water is, the better. If you live next to a spring source, then I highly recommend that, you know, you get natural spring water. And otherwise, you know, filter your own water because the bottled water is not what they make it out to be, many of it. So you can fulfill your body needs with water, food, family, getting enough rest, an important bodily function that raises your energy vibration. It also connects you with heaven and earth. It connects you with the Kundalini energy. Some people that have a need to fulfill or raise their energy with clothes or designer shoes. Now, I'm not recommending that you go out and, you know, go on a crazy shopping spree and then blow out your credit card, because then you'll be depleting your energy when you get the credit card bill. But you can even, one thing I do often is I get my energy fixed with clothes or shoe shopping by just going online and putting things in my basket, and then I leave them there. It, believe it or not, just the act of going through, you know, looking at things, shopping, and then putting it in your basket actually raises your endorphins, your feel-good endorphins in your body. So you can shop without blowing your credit by going online and putting things in your cart. I like to do that sometimes when I can't sleep rather than watching TV or, you know, anyway, it's a way to pass the time when you can't sleep and I don't want to turn the light on and knit or something, you know. So do what makes your body feel good. Anytime that you fulfill a real need, not a want, but a real need, your body will feel better. It'll feel energized, and it will feel good. Anytime you think you're fulfilling a real need, but it's not a real need, then your body will just sort of feel flat. So learn to tune in to your body and listen to it and pay attention to the subtle vibrations or the subtle, you know, I say listening, hearing, that your body can give you, the indications. Your body does talk to you. You know, exercise might be something that is a real need for you, whether it's running or yoga or walking or, you know, whatever, dancing. Dance in your kitchen for 5 minutes. You will raise your vibration and you'll open your chakras and your energy will raise up. Deny, how do you block your energy? How do you lower your vibration, lower your energy? When you deny your needs or you numb them, you cut yourself off from your main sources of energy and life. And when you cut yourself off from the main energy needs in life, your life feels flat and dull, and you lose your ability to know what you really want. We have 7 life centers or chakras in our bodies. And when we are, especially growing up, the lower chakras are connected to family and the upper chakras are connected to higher sources. And then we also have 5 other centers, which are above our crown chakra, which is located at the top of your head. And then we have 5 other centers that continue up above that, which are you know, spiritual centers and very high level centers. So our many people's biggest block comes from the need of security, the need for money, and many of those blocks happen without us even realizing it when we're young. Maybe you grew up in a household where money was scarce, or it wasn't, it didn't feel safe to be there. So you would have created this sort of vow with yourself to always be safe. And by being safe, always being safe, for example, if you asked for a new pair of pants and your parents may have said, well, we don't have the money for that. Well, that makes you feel unsafe because now you feel like, oh, my gosh, I've crossed this line where now my parents are upset because I've asked for this pair of pants or whatever it could be, bicycle, whatever you might have asked for when you were a child. And so now you have created this vow or this commitment within yourself never to break that need for security or safety. And oftentimes that reflects back to your money. It's a pretty interesting thing. And this is a really sort of deep subject, and we can go pretty far into this. And I don't know if we'll get it all done with this show tonight. This is part of one of the programs that I'm working on that I'm going to be offering hopefully within the next 6 months as an online seminar. I'm not, you know, I'm great connecting to spirit, but when it comes to getting down and doing business stuff, it's just not my thing. So trying to organize all these ideas that I have, it doesn't always work out so well, but I'm working on it. And, you know, so I'm hopefully the right people who have this sort of thing will come in and be able to help me with this kind of stuff. That's the goal. So we do have another caller on the line who I'm going to get to now because we only have, can you believe it, 16 minutes left. Ugh, time goes by so fast with you guys. It's just hard to believe. So, I just lost the caller. Sorry, caller. If you want to call back in, please do so. Okay, so I just went to grab the caller and they're gone. All right, so getting back to energy and how to boost your energy. When we have self-love, that is a really great way to boost your energy. It's so important to learn how to trust yourself and trust other people. In order to trust yourself, you have to be trustworthy. Not everyone is trustworthy, or, you know, and being trustworthy means being honest. I feel it also means being humble. And it's a big thing. So really important. Communication, really, again, important. Communicate through your heart, and that will open up your heart chakra, your heart energy, your fifth energy center. I'm going to take the caller now because I'm getting distracted because I know they've been on hold. So we have the caller back, and we're going to get back to the energy center. So this is area code 267, and the last four digits are 5442. Hi, you're on the air with Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. What can I do for you today?
Hi, Ms. Fontaine. How you doing? My name is Desiree, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Desiree.
Can hear me okay.
I can.
Thanks. I had actually just found out about your show yesterday. It's an honor to talk to you.
Oh.
I didn't really know what the topic was that you were speaking of tonight, but I was just wondering if you were able to take a second to help me with something. It's actually about animals.
Yeah,
I didn't know if I was off top this evening or not. I have a couple of cats missing. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. I actually just read your message.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's Wee and Peaches?
Yes.
And then the black and white kitty also?
Yeah, it's actually a long-haired cat that had appeared about a week prior to that. I have an animal foundation, the Stray Foundation, and I'm a little bit overwhelmed right now, and I'm just, like, going out of my head trying to find these cats. It's just so weird how they just disappeared. They were very happy here. They weren't afraid of the weather. I just need to know that they're okay and, you know, how I can locate them.
Right, right, right. And you're in Warminster, PA?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me just tune in. And, you know, actually, if you want to hold on or if you want to call back in, I'll take you at the end of the show. That way I can spend a little bit more time with you, if that's okay.
It's okay. I didn't know if I was off topic speaking of this or not. I'm sorry.
No, no, no. It's perfectly fine. It's just that I had a clear connection with Smokey, but with these guys, it looks like I'm going to have to search a little bit further.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, so no, it's perfectly fine. I always welcome callers, even if it's off topic.
Thank you very much. I could really use your help.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I do hope that we can find them. You know, it can be a little bit tricky, and but hopefully we can, you know, give you some peace of mind.
I would appreciate it. What is the best time to call back?
If you just call right back in just before the show is over, if that's better for you than waiting on hold.
I can wait on hold. It's not a big deal. I mean.
Okay, whichever's better for you. And as soon as I finish the show, I'll just come back to you.
Okay, Ms. Fontaine, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Desiree. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, guys. We only have about 11 minutes left now, and I'd like to spend a few more minutes speaking with Desiree. She actually messaged me earlier on, and I just saw her message before I came on the air about her kitties who have gone missing. So I'm going to take her after the show, though I know you guys love to hear all the animal communication things and love to hear people call in with questions and readings and positive feedback and things like that. But I feel like I need to take a few extra minutes with Desiree. So I'm going to take her after the show. And okay, so let's just get back to opening blocks that you possibly have. So the seven life centers or chakras are comprised of two sections, three sections actually. So the lower chakras, 1, 2, 3, and some people think 4, which is your heart chakra, is incorporated into both the bottom level chakras and the top level. And I agree with that. And I also feel that the heart has its own space in this. So if you were to divide the seven energy layers, the seven chakras into segments, I would divide it by 1, which is your root chakra, which is where your sexual organs are. And then 2 is between your belly button and your root. And then 3 is your solar plexus, your belly button. And then I would put a line there. And then I would put the heart on the next level. And then I would put another line. And then I would put the throat chakra, which is number 6, the third eye, which is at your forehead, which is number 7, and then the crown chakra at the top of your head, number 8. And so I would group those three together. I would actually group the heart by itself. So how do you remove these blocks? How do you get your energy your energy level up, your vibration up? Again, it's doing fulfilling your personal bodily needs is a basic one that we all is important. Important to know who you are, know what your calling is, know that you're one of a kind and that you need to be one of a kind and bring whatever gifts you have forward into the world. Now, it may not be, your gift may not be hosting a radio show or being on a public speaking platform or stage, as you know, I am, and I do a lot of public events. Your place may be, your specialty may be, you may knit scarves, or you may cook for for people, cook for your family. It doesn't have to even be outside of your immediate area. But whatever it is that really makes your heart sing, whatever you love to do, that raises your vibration and helps to open energy blocks. So be true to yourself. If you absolutely love, I don't know, something weird, like, I don't know, give me a weird thing in the chat room, you guys. I don't know, if you love collecting spiders, if that's your passion, then by all means, collect spiders. So, but find your passion. Find what really gets you charged. Me being on the air with you guys charges me up. I love this. So this helps to raise my vibration, raises my energy. It feeds feeds my soul, and it helps remove any blocks that I may have. The more blocks that you can remove in your life, the easier your life will be in all ways, all around. So we talked about self-love and acceptance, and I've talked about a lot about that in the last 2 months, I would say. So I'm not going to harp too much on that tonight. And so we'll move on to communication and trusting yourself, knowing what your heart's truth is, being honest, being forthcoming, you know, and it coming from a heart space in a loving way. For example, if you keep secrets, you block this center or this chakra, the heart chakra. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the throat chakra. Communication. I should know that. My throat chakra is wide open. I never stop talking. I didn't talk until I was 2 and a half, and I haven't stopped talking since. but if you have secrets, then it blocks the center. So be mindful. If you have an area in your life that is blocked, you may also discover that you have some type of illness or disease that occurs in that area. For example, if you had a childhood where you experienced being violated as a child in a sexual way, then you very likely later on at some point in your life will contract some type of disease or illness to do with your second chakra, your sexual organs, where you may get cancer. If you're a boy, you may get prostate cancer or colon cancer. If you're a woman, then you may get uterine cancer or, I can't even think of the other one. I'm drawing a blank on that, but you guys know what I mean. So it's important to really find the blocks and open them up. And oftentimes you have to go back into childhood. Now, I'm not a big fan of going back into childhood in a way that most typical psychology brings you to. And I, you know, psychotherapists definitely have a place. However, I find for me personally, the most effective way for me to have unblocked so many areas in my life, I used to have all these crazy fears and phobias, is through creative visualization. Because if we look at Carl Jung's work, and accessing the subconscious mind, all the information is stored there from your childhood and so forth. So rather than going back and talking out, doing talk therapy and, you know, never really solving the problems, it doesn't always happen. So, you know, again, there is a place for psychotherapy in society for sure. But oftentimes you just don't get through whatever it is you're trying to get through, and you just relive all these old feelings and traumas and things like that. And there's really a more effective way to get through that stuff with creative visualization or the Envision process, which is a Colette Baron-Reed process. So your sixth chakra or your third eye is all about seeing the big picture. And what is your vision in life? If you can't see what your vision is, then this chakra will be blocked. And then we have the seventh chakra, and that's the infinite possibility and your need to have a higher purpose in life. And again, your higher purpose may not be having a radio show or teaching. Your higher purpose may be being the best parent that you can be, being the best spouse that you can be, being the best that you can be in your job if you love your job. And so, again, it doesn't have to be this thing where you're famous or that sort of thing. You have written 20 books and whatever. So you guys get what I mean about that. And then you also have a need for a universal purpose. Now, getting into the higher realm, we are talking about the top five spiritual centers, which is 8, 9, 10, 11. The 8 is the universal purpose. 9 is need to know what your spiritual purpose is. Who is the person that you are sharing with the world? Number 10, when you have aha moments and epiphanies in your life, when you have passion and enthusiasm, that's where you're connected to the 10th spiritual level center or chakra. All need those epiphanies and those aha moments in our life. They really, really give you such an energy boost. Number 11 is the need to discover your soul. What are the characteristics in you that really connects, you can connect with and makes your energy soar? Where is it that in places in your knowing, in your trueness, places where you know you can't bend? And the 12th spiritual center, place to be sure is unblocked, is the need to be able to see spirit in the divinity in others. When that center is blocked, we tend to look at the world with just logic, and it just turns into drudgery, your daily life. And we only have 50 seconds left. I can't believe it. This show goes by way too fast. So I'll be touching more on this over the next couple of months. So don't feel, you know, if you feel like you didn't get enough information, you know, I will be talking more about this definitely, because this year is all about working with others and community. And when you are the best you that you can be, then it raises your vibration. It raises everybody's vibration. It raises the community. We are down to 10 seconds. I want to say good day to everyone, good night, wherever you happen to be. I love you all so much. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, callers, for calling in, and I hope to see you all next week. Love you all.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my
is the gift to realize that everything.
All that
is the
gift. I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all. Grateful for it all.
You're the blessing every time I try to count. You're the lessons that I learn every time I turn around. You're the water when I'm burned every time I think I found. Everything I'm looking for is in the sign saying stop to take a bow and keep moving forward and start looking towards your heart. It'll open all the doors and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart. Aligned to purpose, everything
all
will feel gorgeous.
I am. All that
I sit and pray cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hi, Desiree.
Hi, Ms. Fontaine. I really enjoyed your show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I got a chance to hear about the last 10 minutes of it. It was really nice.
Oh, thank you so much. You can anytime go into my station and listen to the replays. They're there, you know, back from when I start all the way to when I started. Thank you. How did you find me?
You know, I actually had looked on Facebook. I've had so many problems with animals the last couple of years, and I had a problem the year before last. My pet, Jasmine, my cat, I had actually lived on a big farm in Ben Salem, and I stayed with somebody for a little while, which I wasn't used to. There was a short sale on the farm, and I had to move temporarily, well, permanently from there. And the casino in Ben Salem had bought it. I had stayed with an older lady, like 86 years old, and I had found an animal psychic. She let my cat out, and I never saw my cat again. I'm still hoping I find her. Her name is Jasmine. And I've had so many problems, it seems, with cats the last couple of years. Like, I'm not obsessed with animals. I love animals just like I love people. That's why I decided to start an animal foundation. And I now these two are missing, and it's just haunting me because I don't understand exactly what happened or why it's happening. And it's kind of freaking me out a little bit. Like, I'm not, you know, I don't have my head in the clouds about stuff. I'm just very concerned as to, like, you know, what happened to them, why they just mysteriously disappeared like that. Right. And it's just like kind of like a repeat, and it's kind of scaring me because I just want to find them.
Right.
Or know
right.
What
right. Right.
That's funny. I went on Facebook and I saw you, and I really liked you, and I had sent you an email through Facebook.
Right.
And I believe through Facebook, or I maybe went to your email that you had on there, and then I just sent it. And
right,
then it was weird a little while ago. I was so desperate, and I just happened to go on Facebook, and I saw that you were live on the air. How weird was that? There was 22 minutes left.
Oh, that's
and
perfect.
I'm like, well, maybe I should call in, you know. And I never did this before, to be honest with you. I was just like, okay, well, I'll call in. And
sure.
Here you are. So
yeah,
thank
sure.
You.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. You know, it's my pleasure. I always try to help people when they have lost pets especially or an ill pet and things like that. You know, I did, while I was had the closing music playing, I did take a moment and looked at the kitties' pictures and was tuning in a bit with them. And I do not believe that they're together. Is there a road nearby the property?
There is. Like, through the back of my dad's house, my dad's there's like an acre of ground, and his yard backs up to another person's backyard, and that front of that other house leads to a road called Newtown Road.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small road, but on that road is also an apartment complex,
mm-hmm.
a hospital. Like, it's
mm-hmm.
not a busy hospital. It's actually like a
mm-hmm.
medical center now.
Mm-hmm.
There's Fox Run Apartments, Abington Health Center,
mm-hmm.
and there's also Majestic Oaks. It's like a retirement community, I believe. But it sounds real big, the whole area, but it's not.
Right.
And I just don't know what to, because I've been so confused, especially the last few years, about different things, and I can't be clear-headed enough to figure this out for myself.
Right.
And I'm so confused about everything, and I just want to help them because I don't know if they're trapped.
Right.
Like, the snow is so dense and heavy. Now,
right.
Most of it's gone, but it's going to snow again Sunday into Monday.
Right.
And I just don't know what to do. Like, do you feel as though they're still alive, or?
Well, it seems like that we is, and he's gone across the street into that other, neighborhood over there. And I think somebody over there is feeding him.
Okay.
And he seems like he's approachable.
He is approachable. Well, now Peaches is
right.
A beautiful long-haired cat. It's just so weird that long-haired white and black cat showed up about a week prior, and then the three of them just disappeared. It was,
right.
I believe, the Thursday before Valentine's Day, and they're all happy where they were.
Right.
Like, they eat very good. Like, I make this, like, chicken mixture. I give them wet food. I give food. I give them dry food. They always have fresh
right.
water. I believe that Peach wanders sometimes, but
mm-hmm.
she's so big and conspicuous looking, I would have seen her. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, like, he's very unique looking, too, even though he's a tabby. He has, like, a bright tan tip on the end of his tail that doesn't even
mm-hmm.
match the rest of his hair.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just so, like, happy. He's just, like, a happy, you know, they're not even a year old yet. They're both from the same litter.
Mm-hmm.
And the third cat disappeared also. It was like the three of them disappeared together. I never saw them again.
Right.
And it's so weird. I don't know if they're lost or what's going on.
Well, you know, animals, just like people, are not always meant to be with us for sometimes long periods of time. I think we is really moving on to another person. And, you know, it's not that you haven't, you've done wonderfully with these guys. It's just that sometimes, animals have jobs just like people do. And sometimes
right.
they're called to move on to help someone else. And by, you know, just by, say, for example, somebody may, see him, feel bad for him, start to feed him, that person maybe is depressed. And now he's helping that person, in a way, with their depression, because now they have something maybe to look forward to, so to say. Because, you know, really, we really, it looks like he has a mission and he has a job beyond, you know, your compound is what he's saying. He's calling it a compound. And it looks like he's gone across the street. He is over in that area, possibly the hospital area. Is there, what's to the left of the hospital if you're facing it?
That would probably be the apartment, but
okay.
Like, he's such a creature of habit, and he loved his brothers and sisters. Like, he was with them every day.
Mm-hmm.
And for him just to, it was too weird because it snowed really hard, and I shoveled
yeah.
in a big path in my backyard, and he kept jumping in front of the shovel. He's such a clown.
Uh-huh.
And that was the last time that I saw him. It snowed a little bit again that night, and
mm-hmm.
that was the last time that I saw the three of them. And
mm-hmm.
it was just too strange that they all just disappeared together. Like, we always
right.
stayed close to him.
Like right.
teachers might wander, but we'll always be back the next day. Like I said, the black and white cat, white and black cat actually, more white than black, showed up, and
mm-hmm.
he was coming around every day too. And then three of them just took off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
yeah.
know if they just followed the long-haired cat. I really don't know.
Right. Right. Well, you know, it's mating. It's mating season now too.
That's another thing, too. I was getting ready to get them all spayed and neutered.
Right. And, you know, very often, no matter how much of a creature of habit they are, they will go off, to mate. And then they may show up again a couple of weeks later.
I don't think they'll find their way back.
I'm sorry,
what's
that?
It's too weird that they may not find their way back. Like, I just want to know that they're okay. Like, why did the three of them disappear all together
right.
at the same time in the same
right.
day?
Well, we is definitely okay. The white and black one, and I don't have a strong connection between the two of you.
Right.
it's almost like he was sort of the catalyst to, you know, I really think that he may have chased them away.
He was pretty close with them. I mean, he ate with them every day.
Yeah.
Like, nobody had a problem with each other. Like, they were, you know, they were okay. I mean, they
right.
were all okay together.
Right, right. But you have to remember, too, that it is mating season.
Right, right.
You know, so, but I really feel that we, like I said, is over in that area. He's got a purpose where, again, you know, pets, like people, are only meant to be with us for certain amounts of time, some longer than others. And what he's saying is that, he's okay, and that he's going to help this person work things out. Now, Peaches, on the other hand, I'm not getting a connection with her that that she's still with us. I don't feel that she's trapped, as far as to be rescued or anything like that. I just don't feel that she's with us any longer.
Okay.
On the earth plane, you know, I'm sorry for that. But I do feel that we have gone across the road. He's gone, it was quite a walk. And, but I feel that he is okay. And
okay.
The white and black cat, he's okay too. Yeah, you may or may not see him again. It's undecided right now. But the white and black cat seems to be okay. Wee seems to be okay. I'm not getting a connection with Peaches as far as you know, her still being in the area.
Okay. I don't know what happened to him. I just don't know what could have happened. I mean, he was a big, strong, healthy cat.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he's so big that I would see him from a distance. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he's beautiful. I doubt anybody would hurt him. And, you know, when there's a lot of snow and when they did disappear, the weather was so bad, like, nobody would have hurt them. Or, you know what I mean? It was just too,
right.
like, yeah.
Right. But I don't feel like anybody picked them up in a car or anything like that.
Could he still be alive? I mean,
Peaches?
Yeah.
I'm not getting a connection with him as far as still being alive. I'm sorry. I wish I could say I was. Wee is pretty clear. But I'm not getting a connection with Peaches. You know, and I mean, I don't know where you're at. I mean, we have lots of coyotes and wolves and fisher cats.
There's nothing like that around here. Like, they're outside cats. There is a fox around here, but the fox doesn't bother them. I mean, the fox might hurt a kitten, but,
right.
It was nothing, you know.
It
was just, I was wondering, like, why it was like the three of them disappeared together. That's what has me concerned. It was
right.
like that Thursday here, that next following day to Friday, the three of them weren't here.
Right.
It was just so strange how it happened. Like, they just mysteriously disappeared all at one time.
Right. Well, I don't see that anybody was in the yard. You know, it doesn't seem like anybody came and scooped them up. Kind of thing.
No, I knew that.
You know?
Right.
So, you know, that all looks clear. I don't see anybody that's been around the yard that would have scooped them up or anything. And I don't see a road on the other side of the property close by.
Right.
You know, it's the one through the way is the direction that we went in. And, you know, I think that he left and then he couldn't get back because there was too much snow, because there wasn't a clear path to come through, and that somebody's been feeding him.
Should I try to get him? I mean, should I try to pursue finding him, or I don't want.
I think for you, this is a lesson in knowing that everything has a time and place, and that it's okay to surrender.
It just felt like I'm not trying to take your time up. I'm sorry. It's just felt like
it's fine.
So much for a couple of years, and I've had so much loss.
Right.
And like I'm so I don't know how to stop this pattern. Like I know. Like, I'm not trying to possess any outside animal. I believe if the animal wants to be free, it should be free.
Sure.
And if one of them are making another person happy, I'm all for it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I want everybody to be happy. I'm just so concerned because it seems like I've had so much loss, especially with animals the last couple of years.
Right.
And I guess I just want everything and everybody back.
Right, of course.
I want to know my cat Bear that died. I had a black cat named Bear who died November 2012, and he was like my best friend.
Yeah.
And she had hyperthyroidism. I'd like want to know that, you know, she's fine and she knows I love her. I mean, like, I'm just so, like, you know, sad about everything.
Right.
And it's just kind of... to it, like, why did this happen, you know?
Right. Well, you know, don't take it personally that, you know, so in other words, we all have loss in our lives.
Right.
And a story that I often go back to is, whatever your religious belief is, you can, you know, say it's Jesus or it's Buddha or it's whoever. But this particular story is the Buddha, and this woman comes to the Buddha and she's lost her son. And she says, you know, Buddha, how do I go on? I've lost my son. And he says, I want you to go and find a household that has not suffered loss. And when you find it, come back with a mustard seed from that household. And she came back a year later and did not have a mustard seed. And she said, I could not find anyone who didn't experience loss, but what I did find was that they were able to go on. And she found a place of comfort knowing that, you know, everyone has experienced the same thing. You know, I myself personally have had, you know, tremendous loss in my life. Just this last year, I lost my two dogs and I lost my brother to suicide. And thank you. Yeah. And it's very difficult when you lose those that you love, whether they're pets or family members, or because, you know, oftentimes our pets, even if they're outside pets, they're, you know, many of us feel that they're part of our family. And it's it's never easy, you know, no matter how the loss happens, it's never easy. So just be with your feelings. Send love out to them, you know, wherever they're at, because even if they're, you know, once they're in spirit, they can still connect with you and still hear you and still feel your feelings. And then try to every day, you know, keep moving forward. So feel your feelings.
Yeah, I've been doing that. I've been trying to do that. I just, like I said, with the three of them, it was just so strange that it just happened all in the same night. It was just like they just vanished.
Right.
Like, you see the peaches suffered, like, if, like, he did, like, pass. I mean, did he, like, go through some kind of trauma or?
I'm not seeing a lot of suffering there. And it's not that I'm not able to see it because, to help you deal with it. It's just that I'm not seeing a lot of trauma there. It looks like he just went to sleep.
Okay. Cause I was thinking, well, maybe he froze, but I don't think so because there's shelter around here. And, you know, they eat so well every day. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, I mean, they eat chicken, wet food, dry food. They always have fresh water. Like, I have a couple shelters filled with straw. Like, they're okay. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. They just have a ball outside, and he was, like, the biggest and strongest out of all of them.
Right.
He was a cat for his age. Like, they're not even a year old yet, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like he went in the opposite direction. Do you have a chain link fence?
Yes.
Cause I feel like he went over the chain link fence in the opposite direction. Not completely straight across from the direction that, we went, but, sort of off to the, I'm not sure as far as if it's west, north.
I believe it's east.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm actually pointing to the east as I'm, trying to figure out the direction. So it's east but slightly northeast. And it looks like he went off in that direction. We went off more towards the west. Slightly northwest, but west in that direction. So they went that direction.
I wonder why, though. Like, why all three at one time? And it had to all be that night, that Thursday, I believe. Wednesday or Thursday night it was. It was all at one time.
Right. You know, I'd be curious to see if you look back at the date, to see if there are other patterns in your life of things that occurred on that date, because that's what I'm hearing, is that there's a pattern here with the date.
There's actually a pattern from last year, because last year I had a cat from the farm, and the cat stayed. It was actually within 3 days of the same date. Actually, everything from last year seems to be happening this year.
Right,
except
right.
Last year it was one cat, but the cat, Christina, was found.
Right,
and
right.
It was so weird how the whole thing happened, and I had really had nothing to do with it. The cat actually got out of my friend's house and wandered off. But
right.
The cat was found. But everything seems to be like in sequence of the same date with me the last couple of years, just like August is a bad month for me. I think I may have, like, an ability to, like, probably connect with animals, but I'm always so confused lately. Mm-hmm. I can't, like, seem to think for myself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It's, like, hindering me so much that, you know, like my cat Jasmine, I have hopes that I'll find her still.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody has her. And
mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I don't know. Can you see any of that? Like, can you see me getting Jasmine, or?
Was she medium-haired?
Medium-haired, yeah, with, like, a broken tail.
Okay.
Big bright eyes, petite.
Mm-hmm.
Really happy until we moved to the farm. There were so many cats and animals there.
Yeah.
And she just, like, agitated.
Yeah.
And then the lady that I was staying with put her out in the flower bed, and here a bad storm came. And I asked Priscilla so many times, like, please don't let her out. And she let her out, and she went in to clean her kitchen, and Jasmine wandered away.
Mm-hmm.
And I think somebody has her. I'm pretty sure somebody has her, but it's just like, you know, I don't know. I just want to fix everything.
Somebody does have her. She is with someone who's taken her in now and is very fond of her. I don't see her coming back to you, and it's nothing that you've done. You know, keep that in mind. It's just that, again, for whatever reason, things happen the way they did. It looks like that it was intentional that this woman put the cat out. Didn't really have a thing for cats in the house.
Oh, no, she loves cats. She just loves them. I mean, she had so many of her own, but she felt as though Jasmine should be able to go outside.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
She left her outside, and that was that. And I'm just wondering if I post around that area. I don't feel as though Jasmine's too far from that house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if someone will come forward and, like, you know, like, would Jasmine want to come back with me, do you feel?
She would want to come back with you, yeah, because, you know, she loved being with you. That being said, however, I don't feel that you'll get much of a response if you do post. So it's completely up to you. I mean, you could take the time and energy to do it. But again, there are some times when you just have to say the reality is what it is. And now I have to heal. I have to send love to Jasmine, send love to the other kitties wherever they're at. And, you know, now you have to heal your heart.
Yeah, I know a lot of it has to do with, like, my own organization. Like, I thought that living there was going to be so great, but, mm-hmm. like, different people around there or whatever, it was just, like, such a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
I became so unorganized, and everything fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
now I'm just trying to, like, fix everything.
Right.
And, you know, I can do it. I just got to get my head on straight.
Right. Well, you know, try to compartmentalize things so things don't seem so overwhelming. You know, so when you're in a space where you're mind is running a mile a minute, you can't think clearly, just stop for a minute, okay? And say,
yeah,
what is the most important thing right now for
right
me to do? Forget
yeah, yeah
about
I
forget
are
about fine other things. So you may want to write it down, okay? So what is the most important thing for me to do right now? And start taking just one little baby step at a time, and then you'll find yourself being more and more in control and more organized. And are you not working right now?
No, I work. I actually have I work one night a week waitressing, and I actually have my own baking business. And now
okay
I'm writing my 501c to get approved for the 501c for the Stray Foundation.
Oh, good
like,
for you.
I'm so unorganized, but I feel like if I prioritize right now and I do everything that has to be done right now, hopefully to God all those other things fall into place with Jasmine, with everything, because I think when you don't live right, especially when you know better, I think that everything can fall apart, but it seems like when I try, everything excels. And
right
I think that
right
I've just came up so bad the last couple years
mm-hmm
that,
mm-hmm,
you know, I think that's how it all happened. Can that happen like that? Like,
well, I mean, we all
that
have times. We all have times in our lives when things seem to fall apart. That being said, it doesn't, I don't think there's a connection between the cat, you know, going away and the disorganization at the moment. You know, I
well,
really
yeah,
see
I it. Care of him. I can at least say that for myself, that I do take good care of them.
Right.
Like
right
no matter how frazzled I am, they eat every day. I make sure that they're okay to the best of
right
my ability, I think.
Right, right.
You know,
so that's why,
you know.
Right. So, you know, so what I'm seeing is that there isn't a correlation. There's a separation between what you feel is the disorganization and the cat, as far as the care of and that sort of thing. You know, you know, I can see they're very well cared for. And, you know, that it doesn't appear that that's the reason for the loss in this area.
I just
always
wonder why it's like my favorite. It's not that like anybody's your favorite. Like I
right
said, I love people, I love animals, but it always seems to be the ones I'm most fond of. And then all of a sudden, it's like a flower died at Priscilla's. Flower was a cat that I found at the apartment that I was living in, and he was
mm-hmm
pretty old. But
mm-hmm
like Flower, and then my cat Bear was my big black cat. He had hyperthyroidism. Like, he died. I wonder, like, I hope he's in heaven. I hope, you know what I mean? I hope he knows how much I love him. He just was such a deep cat. The both of them were, him and Flower. Like, Bear and Flower were just, like, you know, I was so close with them. Jasmine, too. And it's, like, the three of them, it's, like, are they okay? Like, you know, or are they still with me in some way? That's what I wonder.
Yeah, well, they all, you know, they always stay with us on some level, you know, just like our loved ones do as well. But again, just like our loved ones have other jobs and other things to do, our animal friends do as well. They're not always meant to be with us all the time. But let me ask you one, you know, a question as you were speaking about how it seems to be always your favorites that go away.
Right.
Sometimes, and I'm not saying that this is necessarily the case, but sometimes when we feel we're not worthy, we lose things.
Yeah, I felt like that a lot the last couple of years.
Right.
Because I think that I have a lot of potential, but what ended up happening was I kept running out of time. And I did so well, and I know I care a whole lot about things, I think more than a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
And because of when I don't do what I'm supposed to do, I feel so lucky and blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And which should. I mean, you should. Like, I don't take things for granted. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like my mom. Mm-hmm. My mom died of breast cancer. I never really took my mom for granted. I don't take things for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's so weird. Like, I just, like, because of my own organization, like, I wasn't there for Flower. I should have planned better for where I was going to move to when the short sale had happened on the farm that I lived on. There was a lot of chaos there,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't thinking straight at the time. Like, I don't drink or do drugs or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
but I was so confused about so many things going on
mm-hmm.
that, and I got very overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm in such a bad spot, but I think that I'm strong enough and smart enough to pull myself out of it, especially with God's help, which I know he'll help me, at least I hope he does. I just want another chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's why I'm mad about these cats. I'm just so, it's
sure.
like, why did they all blow at one time, you know?
Sure. Right. Well, there's no explanation for, there. It's not like that you've chased them away, okay?
Right.
Is what they're saying. You know, you really have done very well. And even with Flower, at the time, you did the best that you were able to in the mental state that you were in. When we keep beating ourselves up about, oh, my God, I should have done this, I fell short, then that keeps us in the pattern, in this repetitive, you know, on the hamster wheel kind of thing. And then, you know, that is blocking your moving forward and getting organized. So now when you say that you're disorganized, you're not organized right now, do you mean as far as your thinking, your household, your paperwork?
Everything.
Okay.
Everything
okay.
just fell apart. I was so together. And then I had moved to the farm. It was so beautiful there. And then different, the people in the who lived above me weren't paying. It was just a mess. People weren't paying their rent and things weren't being taken care of. There was no discipline there. And I need to be around discipline.
Mm-hmm.
I always paid my rent. I did what I was supposed to do, and I think I just got so frazzled because, you know, when you know right from wrong and you see wrong going on around you, but it's
yep.
like even people in authority weren't doing anything about it, so it kind of makes you feel crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I know I was raised by two really good, strong parents, and
mm-hmm.
these people who own property are very intelligent, like, why is all this craziness happening here? Everything's going to fall apart, and it did.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
it kind of blew my mind that there was no discipline there. And, you know, the best thing there were the animals on the farm. And,
right.
you know, it was just so – I want the farm back, actually. I want it for my foundation. The casino owns it now. But
mm-hmm.
did you ever, like, love a property so much or something so much and you felt like it loved you back? I know it sounds really weird.
Oh,
but,
no,
like, I felt
yeah.
I just feel like it's my property, even though it's not. I mean, you know, I mean, it's a long shot that I would ever get that back. But it's just like I just knew I was meant to be there, and it's just so messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. I just. Do you feel a connection between me and that property, or is it just...
Yeah, no, you definitely have a connection with the property. But, you know, keep in mind that, again, property is the same as people or animals, that even if we have a connection, it doesn't mean that we're meant to be there forever.
Exactly.
You know,
but
a big part...
it's such a strange feeling I get with that mm-hmm. whole... it was like... I felt something bad in the house that I lived in. I didn't
mm-hmm.
feel it before I moved there, but I felt it after I was there. I started getting really depressed from the things going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I felt like maybe, you know, when sometimes there's a bad element in a place, maybe bad people or bad things going on,
uh-huh.
I think it can bring bad there. I mean, can that happen?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
felt there, and even my pets had gotten sick. Mm-hmm. I think there was some kind of virus there or something because some of the animals had gotten sick.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I didn't mean to take so much of your time up. I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right. I had a few minutes, and so I thought that, I would just chat with you. And I'm happy to do it when I can. I don't always have the time, but I happen to tonight. So,
thank you.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. You know, I do as spirit guides me to do.
And, right.
You know, this is my passion, though. It's how I, it is how, I make a living, but I also give back and when I'm guided to do so, and I'm happy
Thank
to do
you.
That. Yeah, my pleasure.
Do you feel like a lot of confusion in me, like when you're talking to me, like, because I know I'm a, like, do you feel like there's a lot of confusion? Like, is it permanent or can I, like, fix all this? I think I can if I work hard, but I'm a little,
I think, I feel like you definitely can. I feel like that if you can start talking to yourself in a positive way, try eliminate the word should out of your vocabulary. Know that you've done the best that you can, for yourself and for the cats at the time with the knowledge that you had. And you really have taken very good care of those cats. And know that sometimes life takes us and our loved ones in a direction that we can't predict. And we have no control over. So that's when you surrender.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you ask for the divine to guide you. That's when you start taking steps to, I feel that you're very competent. I feel you're very capable and able to get reorganized. And I feel like you will be able to do that if you break it down into smaller increments.
That's what I was thinking. And I also feel like for myself that as I'm straightening things out, I understand what you said. Basically, do what's the most important right in front of you right now. If I do that, which I'm starting to do, I'm headed in the right direction. Mm-hmm. When you do that, at least with me, will everything else kind of fall into place? And I know that, somebody else has Jasmine. I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
But is there, can I get back that confidence to be like, listen, this is my cat and I love her. I've had her for 11 or 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to find her.
Mm-hmm.
When I feel strong, I can kind of feel like I can conquer the world, not in a cocky way.
Mm-hmm.
I'll definitely never do that, and I will always get back.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I want my life back, and I want them back. There's a lot of things I want, but, I love them.
Right,
I would never, the person who has Jasmine, I would never say, well, that's my cat, give her back. If she wanted to even take turns. You know what I mean? I would be all for that.
Right.
I just, we can share the love of her. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just need to know. Nothing is your possession, whether it's a person or animal, and I know that. Just because you love them doesn't mean that, they're yours. They're not, like a piece of jewelry. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're
absolutely.
Way more important than that.
Right.
But,
absolutely. And so you have to ask, is this an inner knowing that is coming from a higher place that I'm going to get her back, or is this a place of wanting it so badly because I've had so much loss that I'm creating this, which is creating a sort of a vacuum just sort of sucks you in and keeps you in this cycle of, confusion and not being able to have clear thinking. Because it seems to me that that's what's going on.
Okay. I guess I'm going to say her and let her know that I love her. Let that person know that, I love her too. And I raised her, and we can both have her. you know, thank you for taking care of her so well.
Right.
I just really want you, you know what I mean? And I kind of think that'll work.
Right, right.
I mean, I just do. I like, you know.
Right. So, you know, that when you feel that passionate about it, then I would say go put the posters up. Just know that, you know, I don't want you to stay in that energy for so long that you feel grief
right.
because somebody doesn't answer the posters. Okay.
I understand that. I know it's a long shot.
Right.
I know
so,
it's long. I mean.
So remember that oftentimes when we put pressure on things, it keeps things away from us. It keeps it at bay. When
right.
we surrender and let the divine take over and trust that the best will be done for all in the highest good, then that opens up the field of possibilities more than holding things tightly.
Right. Okay.
But you have others coming. There are others that are waiting to come in. And sometimes,
right.
sometimes to make space, you have to clean house, so to say. You know, you have to clean out the cabinets to bring new things in. Sometimes nature has a way of knowing that there has to be room made for something new. But you do have others coming in. I'm not sure if this is going to be a littered that's dropped off. But you've got others that are going to be coming. So I don't know if it's coming through the cats that you have out there. You're going to have more kittens, so to say.
Well,
but you're going to have
to be paid and neutered. I mean, everybody,
yeah,
I'm going to start going through the process of that. That's very important. It's like,
you're
you know,
right.
really
but
important.
You're going to have a full plate.
Right.
So,
okay.
With that in mind, you know that you're definitely going to have a full plate and that, again, you know, our loved ones and our pets are only meant to be with us for a certain amount of time. And it's not always their whole lifetime. And sometimes that they have a shorter lifetime, just like our family members and loved ones as well. And
do you think
you know,
they go to see them? Like,
oh, yeah.
Do you think that, if, yeah, I do too. I do
oh, yeah.
too.
We travel in these soul
like,
circles. We travel in these soul circles with not just people, but also with animals. And, you know, we have agreements with them where in different lifetimes where, you know, they're like, hey, I'm going to come and I'm going to look out for you. I'm going to come and I'm going to, you know, do whatever. And
right.
but for you, I see lots of animals around you in your lifetime. So there's going to be lots of them that are going to come and go. And the best thing for you is when they do go is to be able to love them and surrender. Say, you know, for the highest good for all may be done. I love you wherever you're at sort of thing. And, you know, just give into knowing that they will come and they will go and they will come and they will go.
I just wonder if I have the power inside of me, like when my head is clear, to kind of have that connection with them that they are lost to lead them back.
Yes, you do.
Like,
yes, you do. And
I
I'll
do
give you yes, and I'll give you a tool that you can use for that. One thing that can be very effective is if you can visualize a silver cord,
okay.
wrap the cord around your heart, then visualize the lost pet and have the other, take the other end of the cord and wrap it around their heart because you're connected heart to heart.
Yeah.
And then bring them back with the silver cord. I've had
to do that. Yeah, that's so weird. I actually did that with Flower right before Flower died. Flower
mm-hmm.
died August 17th. And
mm-hmm.
a couple days prior to that, I didn't even know Flower was sick. And
mm-hmm.
in my thought, I looked real deep into his eyes, and I put a pink beam of light from my heart to his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in the still is, he jumped on the counter, which he never did, and he looked me real deep in my eyes, just like in my thoughts. Now,
mm-hmm.
I tried to do that the other night with the three of them, Walt,
mm-hmm.
Peaches, and three, and it didn't work.
Right, right. Well, you know, if they are meant to come back by doing that, they will come back. You know, when they don't, it's because they've moved on to something else. And sometimes that's, you know, back to spirit, and sometimes it's on to another person. You know,
yeah,
so
know
that, you know by doing that, that you've done, you know, what you could, and that now you just have to surrender, give it up to God, and say, I don't understand, you know, this is a loss for me, but I give it up to you, and I trust that it's for the highest good, you know, and so be it. But know, again, that they're going to be coming and they're going to be going and they're going to be coming and they're going to be going. And that's going to be...
I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep interrupting you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Do you feel like any of my pets that I lost, like Flower or Bear or like Tuffy? Tuffy was a gray tabby.
Mm-hmm.
Elaine. Like, mm-hmm. with a calico cat with big green eyes. She got hit by a car when I lived at Priscilla's house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was so, like, do you feel like any of them are with me?
Oh, they're like, around you all. Yes, they're around you all the time.
How about my black cat Bear? Like, I was very, 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 very close with her. Like, I always said Bear was a boy. That's why I keep saying him and her, because I thought it was a boy.
Uh-huh.
And he's my bear. And I just, like, probably out of everybody, I was the closest with him.
Right.
And I don't even
know
how he died. I just found him. His claw was stuck to a chair, and he was on the floor, and he had hyperthyroidism, and he was so weak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I found him the day before Thanksgiving of 2012.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right now you have Flower with you pretty much all the time. And if you notice things that are being knocked off the counter, that's Flower. And there are two others that are with you as well. Bear right now is off doing another – he's off on another mission. Although he does check in, he's not with you as regularly as the other cats.
What do you mean he's off on another mission?
He's off on another lifetime. He's got another job that he's doing.
Okay. See, him and I were so close. That's what's so weird, that he's not with me all the time.
Well, it's just because he's busy working. He's got another job right now. You know, but he does check in, and you know, he'll continue to do that. But the ones that you have with you really all the time right now is Flowers with you all the time right now. And again, Flowers the one that knocks things off the counter. Or, you know, the other cats will be, like, looking like there's something there, that's Flower. But, you know, you don't see anything. But you don't see it. You don't see it, but the other cats, you know.
Sometimes, like, my dad's cat Romeo will look up in the air sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That's
like,
Flower.
They're different weird stuff. Like, Flower, there's Elaine, there's Tuffy.
Yep.
It's like the ones, you know.
Who had the double paws?
I don't know. The double paused?
Yeah.
What do you mean, the extra thumb?
Yeah.
Well, I have a cat named Brownie with the extra thumb, but there was also a cat on the farm. What color are you saying? The cat?
All they're showing me is the paw with the double thumbs, and I'm seeing a white paw.
And a white paw, okay. Now there was a big gray cat on the farm named Ernie. He had real big thumbs.
Mm-hmm.
And the white paw, maybe the calico cat Elaine. She was a little petite cat with big green eyes, and she got hit by a car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is definitely a cat with the white paw with but it looks like the double paw, the double thumbs. So if this is not a cat that you've had, then this is a cat that's coming. And we're going to get cut off in about 2 minutes, Desiree.
Okay, no problem. Well, thanks for all your help. Go ahead.
I was just going to say I'm still on airtime connected to the show, and I get cut off at 2 hours.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, so you I would recommend go back in and listen to some of my earlier shows this year, because I talk a lot about getting organized and clutter clearing and things like that. And I think that will really help you. And I would start with one small area. And the more you get the things in the house organized, the more your head is going to be able to get clear and organized. And you'll start to feel much, much better. And so try to focus 10 minutes a day. Don't overwhelm yourself feeling that you need to do 5 or 6 hours or whatever, okay? Set a timer.
Okay.
If you have to set a timer on the stove or whatever. Set a timer for 10 minutes and focus on one area, whether it's a kitchen cabinet. I like to start with the bathroom. If you have a makeup box or whatever,
okay.
Start with there, and anything that's more than 6 months old, chuck it.
I'm pretty neat. I do have a lot of clutter, though.
Right. So get,
and
you know,
clutter,
because when you
clutter.
All right. When you get the clutter cleared up and organized, then other places in your life get cleared up, and it's also going to help you to move forward with that nonprofit.
Thank you for your help. Can I ask you one quick question? I know you have to go.
Yeah, we're
going to
be cut off in about 10 seconds.
Okay, Peaches, is there a chance he's still alive and just not being able, like, to connect with you because he's so, like, withdrawn?
You know, there's always that chance.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's always that chance. It does happen occasionally.
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying there is a chance that that's the case. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks, Ms. Fontaine. I really appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. I hope that was helpful, Desiree. And I really encourage you go and listen to some of the earlier shows this year. I think they'll help you a lot.
I will, Ms. Fontaine. Thanks for all your help, okay?
You're so welcome. I wish you the best. And thank you so much for calling me. And I hope that was helpful for you.
It was. Thank you. Take care.
All right. You as well. Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.